Do you trust the Westminster leaders to deliver on what they've pledged?
Absolutely. And it's not just the Westminster leaders that have done it, it's been the three-party leaders in Scotland too, Joanne Lamont, Willie Rennie and myself. And the plans that we drew up, the ones that have been adopted by Westminster, the ones that were coming together with the delivery plan to make into a single offer that will be in the statute books in March so that we all go into a general election and people can vote on it and the legislation is ready to go as soon as that election happens. You know, that was drawn up in Scotland. We had a Strathclyde Commission for the Conservatives, you know, and Diane Abbott, I think she's possibly not really been keeping up with the debate in Scotland. She said that nobody's seen what these powers are. Well, actually, we've had them on our website for months. If you go to www.scottishconservatives.com, you can see them. They're right at the top there. We're very proud of them. And all three parties came up with very similar offers, actually, of things
they're
that
not,
we thought would work.
They're not the same, though, are they?
They're not completely the same, but they're very similar. The one thing we looked at that we all agreed should be far greater devolution, should be income tax. Now, that affects the block grant. I think some of my English colleagues are misunderstanding the difference between a block grant and the Barnett formula that calculates that, but I'm sure I'll be able to educate them. And we also looked at the further devolution of some welfare powers as well. Now, there is a difference between where we're going, where the Labour Party and Liberal Democrats are going, but there's movement for further change there. And it's absolutely clear across Scotland that the status quo has been smashed by this referendum debate.
Okay.
We will not have the same Scotland after this that we've had before.